Sadly, it was on February 16 we all learned that 20-month-old Poppy Grace lost her battle with acute lymphoblastic leukemia. Fight that started when she was just 11 weeks old, and she is the daughter of Carly and Tresne that we first learned and got them to know them from MKR all those years ago.
And we all went on the ride with her as well, didn't we?
We certainly did.
Yeah, we're all heartbroken. And again, they just showed nothing but class. Those
mums, amazing. Through this entire battle, like you say, Steve, we were blown away at how their positivity, their love, their light just shone through, even on the most darkest of days that Poppy Grace had to fight.
Yeah.
So we've invited Carly onto the show because, again, you wouldn't ever reach out to a mum that has lost their child. But in this situation, we just know that they're just different because they just shed and spread love wherever they go. So, Carly, first up, our deepest condolences.
Oh, thanks, friends. We really appreciated you guys coming on the journey with us, and we did see all of the beautiful messages that you guys posted, so thank you so much.
And that's the thing too, Carly, just, you know, as we knew you had the strength to do that, but, you know, to get on and do exactly that, thank all the people you haven't had a chance to, which is great. You know, we saw the outpouring from everywhere as well.
Yeah, I mean, Newcastle are a fantastic group of people, that's for sure, but people were reaching out from all around the world, and we're just gobsmacked by it all. It's just been the one silver lining, I suppose.
As far as the legacy Poppy Grace has left behind, Carly, there's a big one, because me included, I didn't realise the extent of what we can do to help babies and children when we donate our blood, our plasma.
Yeah, and Poppy Grace's lifeblood team has now saved more than 2,700 lives.
That's great, isn't it?
Amazing.
And it's just crazy to think that one little tiny baby inspired this much, you know, this is people's time, this is people's blood. This is, it really is something that we're so proud of.
Can we ask, and I don't mean to get personal because you're brave enough to come on and talk to us now, but you and Tresne, how are you two going? Under the circumstances, of course, it's a ridiculous question, but it's a genuine one. I imagine you must be a strength for each other.
Yeah, we're shells of our previous selves at the moment.
Yes, yep.
We're heading out to a grief retreat on the 15th, so hopefully we can sort of try and get back on top of things so that we can sort of give back again to the community, because the cancer community, there's so much that can be done. And with our insight, I think it's really important that we do something with this new knowledge.
See, and that's exactly why we knew that it would be okay to talk to you and Tresne, because already you're thinking of others and in the name of Poppy Grace. So, you know, Carly, I'm sure we're going to hear more about this and you guys and what you're going to do on that front as the time goes on. But in the meantime, just know that we are thinking of you, and we do love both of you, and we'll always remember Poppy Grace.
And be very kind to yourselves too. You just mentioned then about, you know, we want to get back out. Yeah. Well, you take all the time you need before that happens. You know, don't put a pressure on yourself you need to, or people will judge it. You just take your time, mate.
Oh, thanks, guys. You are such beautiful, loving people.